I think it's going to be a very interesting year in the community. Some of the obvious things coming up in Sydney, hopefully they'll start progress on the Alcoa site, which will be extremely exciting. I'm not sure they'll actually do some groundwork, but certainly they'll get very close, I hope. In Melbourne, the Royal Commission report is coming out. Obviously, a tough time for the community and something we have to face. At the same time, Yeshiva's going to get some new leaders in the coming months. Overseas, we have terror, which unfortunately continues in Israel, and wake up every morning to terrible news out of Israel, where more stabbings or attempted stabbings against soldiers and civilians. It's very tough. And I think on top of that, it's going to be just a really interesting year in the community. I think things fill up all the time. There's Limud Oz this year, obviously the major festivals, and we hope that through the paper, people can enjoy the Shabbat project, enjoy the festivals, see photos, understand what's happening, and really get a feel for the community and feel a part of it.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, the Uniting Church of Australia is boycotting Israel. Can you please tell us about it?
It's an interesting one. They have passed a motion which promotes boycott of products from some areas. I believe it's mostly products out of the West Bank. But they say they don't support the BDS motion because they understand the BDS people, or their belief is that BDS supporters the BDS movement has an anti-Semitic base or anti-Semitism through it. So they say they don't support BDS, but they are promoting a boycott of some Israeli products. It's unfortunate. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry, I wouldn't say they've played down the issue, but they have certainly reminded the community that they have a dialogue with the Uniting Church, and this is some people within the church, and the community shouldn't lose faith with all people and the whole section of Christianity just because some people pass the motion.
It's really interesting why the church is passing a motion to boycott goods from Israel or from certain areas in Israel.
Truth is, it's baffling. I mean, there's so many conflicts and issues in the world, to pick that one as one motion is just confusing to most people. What is even more confusing is it's a well-known fact that when the SodaStream factory closed, largely due to pressure from the BDS campaigners, people lost jobs that lived in the West Bank. You know, they don't seem to be helping the people they aim to help. It seems to be a misguided, a misunderstood campaign, and if they really want to help Palestinians, they should do everything they can to promote peace. And that is what both Israelis, Palestinians, I think the whole world hopes for the region.
We're talking to Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, AUJUS, the Australasia Union of Jewish Students, has been named the best Jewish student union in the world. What an honor.
Yes, it's very exciting for AUJUS. Anyone that's been through university in Australia, or I would say most people, especially most Jews, have at some point in time come in contact with AUJUS. They help students on campus all the time. They promote Israel Week, and they have festivals, and they have events, and they help people connect to each other, and they're really a great organization on campus. They've been recognized for their hard work, their dedication, their organizational skills, their activities, and the WUJUS, which is the World Union of Jewish Students, has recognized them by giving them the top award. It's very exciting, and it's something I don't think anyone expects or really aims for, but it's just a cherry on top for all the people that do amazing volunteer work for that organization.
Joshua, the Jewish nation is known as the people of the book. I must say that I really enjoyed the special feature in the AJN this week, interviewing so many Australian Jewish writers.
Yeah, it's great. Danny Gox is our art editor, and Danny put that together. He spoke to a lot of authors, and it really is something different. We have book sections quite often, but to have such great authors writing for us and talking to us, I think it's just spread to the paper and a really useful thing for readers at this time of year when everyone's got a bit of spare time unless they're running around chasing their kids. Look, you know, the Jewish News covers so many aspects of the community. On one hand, you have these top writers. On the other hand, you have Junior Carnival, which starts in Sydney on Tuesday night. And Junior Carnival is when hundreds of Jewish kids from across Australia get together, they socialise, they play sport, and it's two extremes of the community, you know, the top writers and the top authors that are excelling in their field, and the everyday kids that are able to connect through Maccabi and make friends for life, and it's just a very exciting time, I think.
Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much, and I hope we'll have a great year.